You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tourism has received a $400 million support package. Many in the tourism industry feel disgruntled about this amount of spending. Eve Lawrence of the Haka Tourism Group was a part of the most recent epidemic response committee focused on tourism. She said this industry needs to be saved before we can try to transform it. And she started off by telling me her thoughts on the budget.
Say I'm wildly disappointed is an understatement. 400 million to an industry that is one of the three pillars that prop up this country's economy is quite frankly poor at best. The 8-week extension on the wage subsidy, yes, whilst we'll take it and it will help us in the short term, it only delays the inevitable. It doesn't actually help us long term, sadly. This budget announcement, to me, seems to be a very clear and bold message from our New Zealand government that they're willing to let tourism fall. They say there's more support coming in this unallocated $20 billion, and let's hope to God there is. But I'm not hopeful with Kelvin Davis's track record, to be quite honest.
Leading up to the budget, did you feel like your concerns as a tourism enterprise were heard? And did you have kind of more hope that more would come from this budget for your industry?
I had much more hope that more would come from this budget, to be honest with you. More targeted help. Things we mentioned on the Epidemic Response Committee were things like marketing grants to help us as individual businesses target Australian and domestic customers, zero rating GST, the longer extension of the wage subsidy, commercial rent relief. I mean, commercial rent relief is massive, especially when 4 years ago they were calling for more hoteliers and more investment in hotels, and now they're just willing to let us fall. To be honest, the majority of that $400 sounds like it's going to go towards the domestic campaign. Why do we, as individuals, need to be directed with advertising and hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to tell us to holiday at home when we can only holiday at home anyway?
In terms of some comments that I've heard, which will probably rile you up more if I'm honest, but some have made the comment that the tourism industry won't be able to really function over this next year. So they've kind of questioned why this spending was needed in terms of that $400 million anyways. What would you respond to that?
I would respond by saying, of course, we were going to function. We haven't actually been given a timeline around when the borders are potentially going to reopen to Australian or international visitors. So speculation at best, that comment is, to be honest, because they don't know when the borders are going to reopen, and neither do we. But we still need to keep our engines running in the back end, and we need to refine our processes. I agree that we are not going to be the same industry when we come out the other side of this, but in order to reimagine and come out of the other side, first we need to be saved, and we need to keep our core staff in place to be able to reimagine our own businesses, if that's what they want us to do.
In terms of being an economic pillar of New Zealand, what do you think this kind of budget symbolizes for this industry?
Like I said previously, I think this is a clear and bold message from the government that they're very willing to let tourism fall. And it's a crying shame. They've been pushing us since 1999 and the release of the 100% Pure New Zealand campaign to be one of the three pillars that hold up the New Zealand economy alongside agriculture and dairy. And now they're just going to kick out one of those legs. And what's going to happen? The tripod's going to fall. It's not going to be good for us, and it's not going to be good for the government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.